Ik stop weer snel in je vis van mijn ziel, want het was het niet. Het was een good second half, particularly.
Yeah, I think overall we got a wee bit caught in between in the first half where we should press, where we should allow them to have the ball without really getting hurt in the first half. But I wouldn't say we were overly happy. I don't think the players were overly happy with the first half performance. So it wasn't a case of getting in and going mad. It was just getting in and play with a bit of freedom, go and get after them. Because when we do that, we know that we could affect them. And second half, we were excellent. As I say, it just counts how many goals you score, how many corners. We won that tonight.
That's what just talking about, but you did.
Us? Aye. Brilliant. That's a double then. But look, in terms of the atmosphere, we had to come out and we had to have a go at them, because first half, it's a bit of a boring game. The only real bit in the game was Chris Mockery's shot, if I remember right. That got any City fans excited. Apart from that, it was a boring first half. Second half was much better, much more like us, and it's a good 3 points.
Must be delighted with the reaction immediately at the start of the second half, because you came out really on the front foot and you really took the game to him, and that continued for the rest of the match.
Yeah, I think it started when Joe Chalmers takes a risk and plays it round the corner. An excellent bit of football, and we hit them on the break. From, I don't know if it was Rhys Breen that passed it into him, but he takes a touch and breaks the line with no playing safe. Even when we won the ball back in the first half, we were too eager to play safe or giving it straight back to him. Again, it's hard to be critical of him in the first half, because it's what we asked him to do, but we just weren't getting close enough, or the gaps were too big, whatever it was, I don't know. But I wasn't surprised by the reaction, because when we are on the front foot, we're really mobile at the top end of the pitch, and we showed that, and Matty Todd I thought was outstanding in the second half, and he epitomised everything that we wanted to happen in the second half. Just get after him. Chris Mockery, to be fair, done it as well, but the freshness comes on, and Kevin was excellent, Lewis was excellent, and getting Gowser on at the end, just to, the game was done, take the sting out of it, and he showed his experience. So yeah, pleased with the reaction, but look, it's 3 points and we move on to Saturday.
Says a lot about Matty that it's almost a performance like that you come to expect from him this season.
Yeah, and that's the standard he's set. He's played a lot of football. Possibly, we were thinking last week, has it been too much for him? But he just showed tonight that I don't know what I'm talking about. He was excellent second half and really energetic, and he got his goal. Great assist for Whiting. It was the first one over the line.
It looked like you'd stopped it and then it somehow went over the line, but I'm not entirely sure, to be honest.
Well, that's a big Breeny as a threat. Yeah, I did say it would set plays would be crucial tonight, and that proved it, and it kind of got his goal. We had other chances. Whiting's chance was a real good bit of play for Matty Todd again. And then Matty Todd's one that the goalkeeper pulls a good save off. So second half, you've seen why they're on such a good run. Us.
Result in the atmosphere, the numbers that came out for it. It's a really memorable night for the fans, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that we had to make sure of that, regardless of, it sounds daft and it's, I can easily say it now, but we had to give the fans something to cheer about, whether it finished 0-0. We had to get them off their seat. I think it's the biggest crowd in a decade in here, which is, I think the players deserve all the credit for that, because when they are coming in, and it was a big crowd tonight, but when they're coming in, they know whether it's whoever we're playing, even when it's 4,000 or 5,000 there, they come every week, because they know the players just give everything on the pitch. They don't stop running, they get after teams, they keep going to the end, even when they're down in games. So the players deserve the credit for that, because they're the ones that had to come back in after last season on a bit of a downer, after obviously what had happened. A lot of them are still there, so to pick themselves up so quickly and come in, and I don't want it to sound too simple, because it's what I firmly believe, and it's not simple. It's probably the hardest thing to do, but they just work hard every single day. They give everything for this football club, and that's why the fans are coming back in. But we know we need to keep doing that, and if we keep doing that, then we hope they get big crowds in. That's what we want. Look, that's excellent to manage and to coach in. You wish you were playing, actually. When you see that and that type of atmosphere, that's when you miss playing more under the lights, big crowd, so the players deserve the credit for that, in my opinion.
Clearly not finished, but 8 points is a big gap, so a great gap for you guys now.
Yeah, look, tonight's a great 3 points. The gap is what it is. It could have been two tonight. It could be 11 by Saturday, but standing in front of us are Peterhead, who came here and showed us exactly what they can do. Not the last game, but the game before when they were here, and we drew that game after being in a very good position. It's not an easy place to go to. We'll enjoy tonight, of course we will. I'm not going to lie and say that's us now. We're straight on to Peterhead. They deserve to enjoy it tonight. I don't mean they'll go out and get pissed or whatever, but they'll recover tonight and tomorrow. But you enjoy going home for a game like that. Everything, adrenaline's high, there a buzz about that game, and there was. I said that, look, you couldn't hide for it, that the demand for tickets, everything, it felt like you were playing in a really big game, and we tried to take as much of that away as we could, but you've got to be realistic as well and just tell them it is a big game, but they had caused it by being so good, and the gap is what it is. We hope it's more on Saturday, but if we keep worrying about a gap then and take our eye off the next 3 points, and then we could become unstuck really, really quickly. We've still got a lot of good teams to play between 90 go, between now and the end of the season. So after tonight and tomorrow, we'll recover, and then everything's on Peterhead, which is a really tough place to go to. All right.
Cheers.
Well done, James.